Here are photos from the Splendorporium art exhibition called A Different Perspective. More photos at www.facebook.com/whoamitostopit. Can I tell you why this is such an exciting art show? The other art shows I have found where the artists have brain injuries are in hospitals or universities. We made it in a real art gallery. And it's not only artists with brain injury. We're fortunate to have artists with other disabilities in the show as well. I give enormous thanks to Splendorporium for recognizing this show would be valuable and important. The art is incredible. We have ceramic sculptures, watercolor paintings, oil paintings, photography collage, and drawings of many different types. Some of the artists are donating their portion of the sales to nonprofit organizations instead of keeping the money. Very cool. The opening reception was so much fun, and we had a big crowd. Thank you everyone who came to the party and to those who bought some of the art. Thank you also to members of the ILR Music Collective and Brandon Michael Scarth for gracing us with live music. Please visit the gallery, tell folks, buy art. Our show is up through July 26th. Splendorporium Art Gallery is at 3421 Southeast 21st Avenue in Portland, Oregon. The gallery is open Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And below in the post are portraits of some of the artists in front of their work. The rest of this audio recording is me describing the photographs. The first picture shows Curtis Walker. Curtis wears a dark brown button-down shirt and stands smiling in front of framed art on the wall. His art, a small green and blue abstract watercolor piece, is on a glass shelf behind him. The next photo shows Nikki Sinner. Nikki is in a black ILR Music Collective t-shirt and stands smiling in front of framed artwork on the wall. Three of her pieces, a winged woman, a flower, and a hummingbird, show behind her. The next photo is Chris Haas. Chris is in a black shirt with a dark hat. She stands talking in front of a 4-foot by 4-foot abstract painting with dark earth tones and white stripes. The next photo is Cheryl Green. Cheryl stands talking in a pink dress with dark pink and brown circles. Her framed abstract green paintings are on the wall behind her. The next picture shows William L. Alton. Bill is in a burgundy t-shirt and green hat. He stands, arms folded in front of him, looking at the camera. His framed art of charcoal sketches of human figures are behind him. The last photo is of Jeff Black. Jeff stands in a salmon-colored button-down, talking about his art. He is next to a framed piece, a pen and ink drawing of Multnomah Falls.